And now for something completely different.
Monty Python, the Flying Circus.
Trouble.
One old crossbeam's gone out of skew on treadle.
Pardon?
One old crossbeam's gone out of skew on treadle.
I don't understand what you're saying.
One of the crossbeams has gone out of skew on the treadle.
What on earth does that mean?
I don't know. Mr. Wentworth just told me to come in here and say that there was trouble at the mill, that's all. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise. Our two weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency. Our three weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope. Our four, no. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear, surprise. I'll come in again.
I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Amongst our weaponry are such diverse elements as fear, surprise, ruthless efficiency, and almost fanatical devotion to the Pope and nice red uniform. Oh, damn. I can't say it. You'll have to say it.
What?
You'll have to say the bit about our chief weapons are.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects. Nobody expects the Spanish
Inquisition.
I know. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. In fact, those who do expect.
Our chief weapons are surprise.
Surprise.
Stop there. Our chief weapon is a prize. Blah, 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 blah. Cardinal, read the charges.
You are hereby charged that you did on diverse ways commit heresy against the Holy Church. My own man.
That's enough! Now, how do you plead?
We're innocent.
We'll soon change your mind about that. Fear, surprise, and almost ruthless. Ooh. Now, Cardinal, the rack. You. Right. Tie her down. Right. How do you plead?
Innocent.
Right, Cardinal, give the rack, oh dear, give the rack a turn. I know you can't. I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to try and ignore your crass mistake. Makes it all seem so stupid.
Shall I,
Oh, God, just pretend, for God's sake!
Ah, hello. You don't know me, but I'm from the BBC. We were wondering if you'd come and answer the door in a sketch over there in that sort of direction. You wouldn't have to do anything, just open the door and that's it.
Oh, well, all right, yes.
Jolly good. Come this way.
Fine.
Yes, we're on film at the moment, you see.
It's a link, is it?
Yes, that's right. That sort of thing, yes, a link. It's all a bit zany, you know, a bit madcap fun stuff, right, Adam?
Quite a lot.
I'm mainly in comedy. I'd like to be in program planning, actually, but unfortunately I've got a degree.
Joke, sir? Guaranteed amusing. As used by the crowned heads of Europe, has brought tears to the eyes of royalty. Denmark has never laughed so much. The stage. Nice little novelty number. A naughty Humphrey breaks the ice at parties. Put it on the table, press the button, it vomits. Absolutely guaranteed with refills. Black soap. Leave it in the bathroom, they wash their hands, real fungus grows on the fingers. Can't get it on for hours, guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Frighten the elderly, real snakes. Comedy hernia kit. Plastic flesh wounds. Just keep your friends in stitches. Guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Hours of fun with honeymoon delight. Empty into their beds. Real skunk juice. They won't forget their wedding night. Sticks to the skin. Absolutely waterproof. Guaranteed to break the ice at parties. Amuse your friends. CS gas canisters. Smells, tastes and acts just like the real thing. Can blind, maim or kill. Or for drinks, why not buy a Wicked Willy with a life-size winkle? Serves warm beer, makes real cocktails, hours of amusement. Or get the new poo-poo machine. Embarrass your guests, completely authentic sound. Or why not try a new Naughty Nighty? Put it on and it melts. Just wash their faces, guaranteed to break the ice at naughty parties. Go on. Do the punchline.
What punchline?
A punchline for this bit.
I don't know it. Didn't say anything about a punchline.
Oh! Well, in that case, I'll be saying goodbye then, sir. Goodbye then, sir.
Punchline, they didn't say. Punchline. What's a punchline?
Punchline?
I don't think there's a punchline schedule, is there? Where are we?
Week 39.4, no, it's Friday, isn't it? 39.7. Here we are.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. What a good post there.
Pity we missed that still. Never mind, we'll always do it again. Make a series out of it. Now, if you just sign there. I'll put this through to our contracts department, and you should be hearing from them in a year or two.
Can you give me a lift back?
Can do, but won't. We were wondering if we could possibly borrow your head for a piece of animation.
What?
Oh, jolly good. Thanks very, very, very much. You will get expenses.
Thank you. we've got to get in there and get it.
I know, sir, but it's going to be difficult.
You'll need some sort of diversion.
Yes, sir, but what?
Well, we could... No, it's got to be... No, not right. Wait, I've got it.
Well done, soldier. Load and fire.
Yes, sir. Fire!
Ready? Aim? Fire!
We are not amused.
Gentlemen, I am Peaceful, the PM is AM, and the PM wants more LSD from the PIB by tomorrow AM or PM at the latest. I told the PM's PPS that AM was MBG, so tomorrow PM it is for the PM Nem Con. Give us a fag or I'll go spare. Now, the fiscal deficit. With regard to the monetary balance, the current financial year, excluding invisible exports, but adjusted calls for seasonal variations, and the incremental statistics of the fiscal and revenue arrangements for the forthcoming annual budgetary period terminating in April.
I think he's talking about taxation.
Bravo, Madge. Well done. Taxation is indeed the very nub of my gist, gentlemen. We have to find something new to tax.
I understood that.
If I might put my head on the chopping block so you can kick it around a bit, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most things we do for pleasure nowadays are taxed. Except one.
What do you mean?
Well, smoking's been taxed. Drinking's been taxed. But not singing.
Oh. You're not suggesting we should tax...
Poo-poos?
No.
Oh, thank God for that. Excuse me for a moment.
No. Thingy.
Number ones?
No. Thingy.
Oh. Thingy. Well, it certainly makes chartered accountancy a much more interesting job.
I would put a tax... on all people who stand in water.
Boost the British economy. I'd tax all foreigners living abroad.
I would tax the nude in my bed. No, not tax. What is the word? Welcome.
I would tax Raquel Welch. I have a feeling she'd tax me.
Bring back hanging and go into rope.
I would cut off the more disreputable parts of the body and use the space for playing fields.
I would tax holiday snaps.
This is Uncle Ted in front of the house. This is Uncle Ted at the back of the house. And this is Uncle Ted at the side of the house. This is Uncle Ted back again at the front of the house. But you can see the side of the house. And this is Uncle Ted even nearer the side of the house. But you can still see the front. This is the back of the house. With Uncle Ted coming round the side to the front. And this is the Spanish Inquisition hiding behind the coal shed. Oh, I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition!
In the early years of the 16th century, to combat the rising tide of religious unorthodoxy, the Pope gave Cardinal Jiménez of Spain leave to move without let or hindrance throughout the land in a reign of violence, terror, and torture that makes a smashing film. This was the Spanish Inquisition.
Woman, you are accused of heresy on three counts. Heresy by thought, heresy by word, heresy by deed, and heresy by action. Four counts. Do you confess?
I don't understand what I'm accused of.
Then we shall make you understand. Biggles. Bench. The cushions. Old lady, you have one last chance. Confess the heinous sin of heresy. Reject the works of the ungodly. Two last chances. And you shall be free. Three last chances. You have three last chances. The nature of which I have divulged in my previous utterance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right! If that's the way you want it. Cardinal, poke her with the soft cushion. Confess! Up one end.
Yes, Lord.
She's made of harder stuff. Cardinal Fang. Fetch the comfy chair.
The comfy chair?
Yes. You think you are strong because you can survive the soft cushions? Well, we shall see. Biggles, put her in the comfy chair. Now, you will stay in the comfy chair until lunchtime with only a cup of coffee at 11. Is that really all it takes?
Yes, Lord.
I see. I suppose we make it worse by shouting a lot, do we? Confess, woman. Confess!
I confess!
Not you!
I confess!
Who is that?
I confess! I confess! I confess!
I confess. I confess. I confess. I confess.
Well, madam, I'm glad you've come to see me. As a doctor, I shall be trying to help you and do everything I can to assist you in any way I can. Now, of course, in the medical profession, I feel that is, of course, in very high status.
Would you repeat that? I'm a bit deaf.
Now, the BMA, the British Medical Association...
Louder, please. I still can't hear.
I do make certain charges, which I suppose...
Speak up! I can't hear you. I'm deaf, my dear. What's your word? You're saying you have to speak louder.
Now, for the very first time on the silver screen, comes the film from two books that once shocked a generation. From Emily Bronte's Wuthering Heights and... from the International Guide to Semaphore Code, 20th Century Bull presents the semaphore version of Wuthering Heights.
Along the pulsating pages of history, from the dark and furious days of Imperial Rome, we bring you a story that shattered the world. A tale so gripping that they said it could not be filmed. A unique event in cinema history. Julius Caesar on an Aldous lamp. From the makers of Gunfight at OK Corral in Morse Code. And the smoke signal version of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Muller.
And how do you find the defendant? Two words? First word. Rope, string.
Point.
Belt.
Tie.
Cravat. Silk square.
Knot.
Knot.
Knot. Second word. Two syllables. First syllable. Bird?
Swimmer.
Breaststroke.
Brian Phelps.
No, he was a diver.
Esther Williams, then.
No, don't be silly. How can you find someone not Esther Williams?
Fish!
Fish. Wheeze? Fish wheeze.
Fish breathe.
Fish breathe throat.
Fish breathe throat. Gill!
Gill! Gill!
Not gill. Second syllable. Not gill.
Drink. Sit. Imbibe.
Not gill cup. Not gill cup. You've been found not gill cup of the charges brought against you, and you may leave this court a free man. Right. My turn.
Four words.
First word, shout.
Bellow.
Call.
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 Second word is very small.
A.
And?
Up. The.
The.
Call the.
Third word. Gil.
Adam's apple.
Nick.
Sounds like Nick.
Next.
Call the next. Next. Fourth word. Three syllables.
First syllable.
Ear.
Hear. Can't hear.
Death.
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 Call the next death.
Bottom.
Seat. Trouser. Cheek.
End. Call the next death end.
Call the next defendant, the Honourable Mr. Justice Gil Bracken. If I may charge you, my lud, you are charged, my lud, that on the 14th day of June 1970 at the Central Criminal Court, you did commit acts likely to cause a breach of the peace. How plead you, my lud, guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty, case not proven, court adjourned.
No. No, you're in the dock, my lad.
I'm a judge, my lad.
So am I, my lad. So watch it.
Court is a court.
Court is a court.
All of this a court. All of this a court.
Shut up! Right, now get on with the spiel.
My lad, and my other lad, the prosecution will endeavour to show my lad that my lad, not you, my lad, that my lad, while passing sentence at the Central Criminal Court, blotted his copybook. Call Exhibit Q.
Q?
Sorry, did I say Q? I meant A, sorry. Call Exhibit A.
Call Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, Mallard, Miss Rita Fang. An artist's model, a Swedish accordion teacher and cane chair sales lady, was found guilty under the Rude Behaviour Act in the accused's court. The accused, Mallard, sentenced her to be taken from this place and brought round to his place.
Objection, Mallard.
Objection sustained.
You shut up.
Objection overruled.
The accused then commented on Miss Thang's bodily structure, made several not at all legal remarks on the subject of fun, and then placed his robes over his head and began to emit low moans.
Have you anything to say in your defence?
I haven't had any for weeks.
Oh, no? What about that little number you've got tucked away in Belsize Park?
Oh, I never.
Oh, no.
Oh, right, then what about 8A Woodford Square?
You say anything about that and I'll do you for treason.
Mallard, if we could continue.
He's got a Chinese bit there.
No, that's contempt of court.
Oh, it's only a joke.
Contempt of court. However, I'm not going to punish you, because we're so short of judges at the moment, what with all of them emigrating to South Africa. I'm going tomorrow. I've got my ticket. Get out there and get some decent sentencing done. Ooh, England makes you sick. Best I can manage here is life imprisonment. Hardly worth coming in the morning. Now, South Africa, you've got your cat o' nine tails, you've got four death sentences a week, you've got cheap drinks, slave labour and a booming stock market. I'm off, I'll tell you. Yes, I'm up to here with probation and bleeding psychiatric reports. That's it, I'm off, that's it. Right, well, I'm going to have one final fling before I leave, so I sentence you to be burnt at the stake.
Simon, I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Three for the old Bailey, please.
Hurry.
Never mind, you win it. Only five left. Help! There's a producer. Quick!
Nobody expects the... Oh, bugger.